Let's pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to this time of communion to celebrate the death of your Son, Jesus, and what he accomplished at the cross. Draw us near to yourself in this time. And it is in your great name we pray. Amen. Please open your Bibles to Romans chapter 3. Romans chapter 3. What is man's greatest problem? If one were to simply look at the headlines, you could very quickly come up with a list of candidates. And they would all likely be significant problems that mankind has to deal with. However, they would all miss the greatest problem. Follow along as I start reading in Romans chapter 3. Verse 10, as it is written, there is none righteous, not even one. There is none who understands. There is none who seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become useless. There is none who does good. There is not even one. Mankind's greatest problem, in a word, is sin. It is a failing to live up to God's perfect, holy standard. And there's no one in this room, or the world for that matter, that can stand before God without fault or without sin. Every single one of us deserves God's holy wrath for our rebellion and our transgression. Every single one of us deserves to be cast into the lake of fire forever. No compassion, no mercy, no second chance. Is there anything that can be done to correct this problem? Is there any set of rules that I can follow to change my guilty position before God? Scripture says no. Verse 20. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight. There are no rules that I can follow. There's no amount of good that I can do to meet God's perfect standard. We can't be good enough to remove the guilt that we've incurred. We've transgressed. We're guilty, and we cannot undo it. So what hope is there? Verse 21. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifest, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe. Verse 24. Being justified as a gift by his grace through the redemption which is in Christ Jesus, whom God displayed publicly as a propitiation in his blood through faith. This was to demonstrate his righteousness, because in the forbearance of God, he passed over the sins previously committed. For the demonstration, I say, of his righteousness at the present time, so that he would be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. God uniquely accomplishes for man what man is incapable of achieving. God revealed his own righteousness. God justified sinners freely by his grace. God displayed his own Son as a bloody, wrath-removing sacrifice. God passed over sins previously committed. God demonstrated his righteousness by justly punishing sin. And God demonstrated his righteousness by being the one to justify sinners by faith. God accomplished all of this without any human achievement. And God's means for accomplishing this was faith. Through faith in Jesus, God's righteousness is revealed. Through faith in Jesus, God provided his Son as the means of removing his own wrath. Through faith in Jesus, God justifies sinners. If you're here today and you would say that you've never placed your faith or trust in Christ, and as a fruit of that, you've never turned from your sin to follow him, we simply ask that you'd pass the bread, the cracker, and the juice as it comes by. We are glad you're here, and we're glad that you get to hear these truths, but this is a family time for those that are believers in Christ. However, don't wait. Put your faith in Christ. You can do that right now. For if you don't, you will find yourself standing before a holy God without a wrath-removing sacrifice for your sins. If you would say that you are a believer and you've repented, but your heart is hardened by sin, let go of that sin, confess that right now, turn from it, and join us. Believer, as you take the cup and the bread, I want you to consider your Savior, Jesus Christ. He was publicly displayed at the cross as a propitiation, a wrath-removing, satisfying sacrifice for your sins. He bore the penalty for your sin and satisfied God's wrath on your behalf. He accomplished what you could never achieve. When your hearts are prepared, please take communion on your own.